had about budgets and processes last month during our commission meeting. We've prepared a short presentation for all of you that kind of walks us through the budget timeline that we operate under for our Game Fish and Parks Department that basically follows the timeline that you'll see state government agencies within South Dakota follow. Mr. Chairman, as we sit here today, we've got basically 2 months left of our fiscal year. State fiscal years operate July 1 through June 30th. So we're watching our budgets closely, making sure we've got budget in the right areas to finish out the expenditures for the year in both our wildlife programs and our parks programs, making sure we have budget where we need to. But at the same time, we're already starting to think about the budget for the next year, the budget that will start 14 months from now, basically. The slideshow presentation that we have for you basically starts at the beginning of the fiscal year, and it'll wrap around through the calendar and get us basically back to where we are today and further. Like I mentioned, with the start of our fiscal year, in and around July 1, really starts the beginning of our budget request process. Right after the 4th of July, we'll take budget program worksheets for all of our programs within the Wildlife Division, within the Parks Division, within our Division of Administration. And we'll send those budgets. It's a good summary of where we were the last year, what our current budget looks like, and then it gives an opportunity for all of our field offices, our program level, from a bottom-up approach. We send out budgets and gives all of our staff the opportunity to recommend budget adjustments, increases and decreases for their particular region or program budgets in the field. To do that, it's actually about 120 different activities that we do. When we get all done, the budget is literally 5 to 7 inches tall, very lengthy budget. But we're beginning to think about those things now in the process. Projects and initiatives, those kind of things that would be thinking about now that would become part of the budget request process going into the next fiscal year and become real as a budget item 14 months from now, basically. So as we get these budgets sent out to all of our program managers, we then spend a good part of the summer, end of July through August, working with the field offices if they have questions in certain expenditure areas, basically developing those budgets for each of our divisions. The first look that we get then from the field offices when they come together for each division really comes to the department in mid to late August. And then in the peer office, in our central office, we can compile all of those 120 budgets, see what it starts to look like as a full budget package. Along with the budgets that are getting built in the field office, we also begin the other side of the ledger process. That's where we start looking at hunting and fishing license fees, camping fees, park entrance licenses, and those are the revenue generators for our department, as all of you know and will see throughout your days on the commission. Over 90% of what we do in the department comes from the other funds, those fees that we generate, and federal dollars. We have just a very small portion of state general fund dollars that help assist with the budget of our agency. So all those considerations need to be made as well on the revenues and those type of things that would support the budget as well. All that takes place in late August, and then as all of state government does, there's a formal process at the end of August where each department submits their budget to the governor's budget office and to the governor's office. Always takes place right at the end of August. Once that budget request is turned over in August, then we have a lot of our internal deliberations. The governor's office and the governor's budget office starts looking at all budgets for all state government agencies. Oftentimes with all of you, we'll start some of our additional deliberations with the budget subcommittee of the legislature. There's been years where we come in front of the public forum like this and present some of those budget items as well. So that all takes place basically in September of the process. And as the process keeps working with those internal deliberations between September to November, we take a pause in there in October, and then when that budget is finalized for our request, what we think the department needs for the year, at the end of October each year, then that budget is turned over to the legislature for the first time. The Legislative Research Council staff gets a copy of the budget in October. And then as we've had deliberations in August, September, October with the governor's office and the budget team there, we'll begin to have those deliberations answering questions with the Legislative Research Council on the legislative side. So it's just another peek into the budget from another area there that takes place basically in October. As the process continues, the culmination of the budget request process, anyway, comes through the governor and her team that every year on the first Tuesday in December, by state law, the governor will present an overall budget package to a joint session of the legislature. Happens every year. It's about an hour-long speech, and all state government agencies are rolled into there, and a very detailed book is published for each state government department, including ours. And that's the first round where we see the Game Fish and Parks budget take a different view from a requested budget by an agency to a recommended budget by the governor. That recommended budget by the governor in December then basically becomes, or historically has become, the baseline for the general appropriations bill or the budget bill for the legislative session. So as the governor recommends her budget in December, those numbers are then turned over to the legislature, and we begin the legislative session in early January. Again, there's another round then of budget deliberations between January and February and March as we go through the budget process through the legislative session. Every year, the department will come in great detail, provide a presentation to the Appropriations Committee of the legislature. Other factors are added into the budget during these periods. We have a budget request. We know the things we think the department needs through the governor's recommendation and the legislative process. Additional items are added that would include like a state government-wide salary package. This year, for the legislative session that just ended in March, a 2.5% salary increase was approved for all state employees. So that got added during the legislative session, as well as some additional inflationary increases for the cost of our vehicles, for our fleet cost, for per mileage rates, and the cost for health insurance as well. So all those things got added to the budget during that process that was facilitated through the legislative session. Once we get through the legislative session, we have a new budget that included our requested items plus salary package and those items. After we take the whole package, it's released to the departments, and basically that gets us to where we are today in the process. Our department right now is spending the final days making sure that salary package and health insurance is distributed to all of those 120 program budgets as we discussed in the past. We call it basically a right-sizing exercise. We're doing that right now, getting the budget ready to go between April, May, and June. And then as we get that ready, we'll start the next budget year, basically July 1st of the next year, and we start all over again in the process. What we kind of wanted to show through the 7 or 8 slides I went through is there's several rounds of budgeting that goes through where there's the ability to insert input, whether it's from the commission and the public and the governor's office and the legislature and the department, field offices, central office, and peer. And each one of those has a place within that building process of the budget. And the culmination basically becomes the overall approved budget through the legislative process that comes in front of all of you. It's got a salary package, if there is one, different increases, as well as all the initiatives and projects that the department sees fit for the year as well. That really comes to fruition this time of year, and the last piece that we have to bring to you through that whole process then is exactly what you will see with budgets that will come in front of you next month in June. The process will have ended for the budget creation cycle, basically, and we'll bring those budgets to you for our Parks Division, for projects, for the admin division, for the wildlife operations, all of those things. So this is just kind of the process, and I think that was the intent of today's quick presentation, to walk you through each of those items and let you know that when this all gets finished up in the next number of weeks here, we'll be bringing that total package to you to show you what that budget looks like next month. And then from the commission's perspective, we have that unique situation with the department budget where some of the division budgets are approved by the legislature and some are approved by the Game Fish and Parks Commission, all of you. And we'll have all of those ready to show to you either in informational form or forms that we would ask you to review and approve next month. Mr. Chairman, that kind of gets the process from start to finish, winding up one budget year, building another one, and coming back to the commission for approval next month. Mr. Chairman, we'll have opportunities to answer questions now if you have any, and as well as next month when we put some of those budget numbers in front of you.
Thank you, Chris. Any questions? Comments? Nope. We'll look forward to next month.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll be back in front of you next month with all those division budgets.
Next, we go to public involvement.